A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Daf Beis, Tainus 2a, the first page of the Masechta, the Mishnah begins. Me'emasai maskirin givuras kishamim. When do you start mentioning the strength of rain, that Hashem is the one who controls rain personally? And we're referring to the phrase Mashiv haruach umorid hageshem. So the first opinion, Rabbi Eliezer, says that you start even in the beginning of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua Omer miyamtev ho'acharon shel chag. Rabbi Yeshua says that you start at the end of Sukkot, technically Shmini Atzeres. You start mentioning Mashav Horuach Amorit Hageshem, as the Mishnah explains at the end of the Mishnah. Ha'over lefnei hateva miyamtev ho'acharon shel chag. The person who's davening Shliach Tzibur at the end of Yom Tif, Ha'acharon Maskir, the second Baal Tefillah is going to mention Mashav HaRuach, that's referring to the Baal Musaf, HaRishon Eino Maskir, but the first person is not going to mention Mashav HaRuach, and that's the way the transition takes place, both on Sukkot and on Pesach, that the first person, the Baal Shachris, is still saying the old style, the style of the season that has passed, and the new person, starting with the Baal Musaf, starts the new trend, which is going to be the season that is coming. So if we're transitioning out of Mashav HaRuach, the first one is still going to be saying, the second one will stop. If we're transitioning into Mashav HaRuach, like our Mishnah is mainly focused on, regarding Sukkot, so the first one, the Baal Shachris, is not saying Mashav HaRuach, and the second one, the Baal Musaf, is saying it. Now keep in mind that this is not to be confused with V'sein Talumato Levracha, which is the actual request for rain, which is said later in Shmona Esrei. This is only mentioning Hashem's strength regarding rain, but the actual request is not going to take place until weeks later, when it's the appropriate time to actually ask for rain. Now the Mishnah elaborates regarding this description of Givuros Geshamim, the strength of rain, and rain is compared to creation. It's the life force, it's bringing things to life. It's also compared to Techias HaMesim, bringing dead things to life. And that's something that we could even visually appreciate regarding rain, that when you water a wilting plant, if it's still salvageable, so literally within minutes sometimes, if not within hours, the plant starts perking up and you could really see the effect in front of you of what water can do to bring something to life. We're water-based. And Gevuros Geshamim, mentioning Hashem's strength regarding rain, is a very powerful and focused tefillah that's well-developed in this Masechta. Towards the bottom of the page, four lines up, we have a fascinating and very important Gemara regarding the keys of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, the way Hashem runs His world. We have a concept that Hashem can entrust things to someone, to a malach, to an angel, to a minister. That doesn't mean that that person or being is in charge of it. Obviously, if Hashem was pulled out of the picture, kavayachal, theoretically, if you want to graph the situation, obviously everything would cease to exist and there would be nothing. It's not like Hashem gave it over and now that person or being has abilities of their own, but nevertheless, Hashem entrusts things to different people on certain occasions. That's what this Gemara develops, to the point that He puts that person in charge and is willing to cooperate with that great person's decisions, to bring this type of blessing into the world or not. It's a sophisticated concept. Let's see how the Gemara develops it. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, Gimel Mavteichos Biyadosh Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Nimseru Biyad Shliach Ve'elu Hein. There are three keys in the hands of Hashem that he never gives. Shelo Nimseru, they're not given over in the hands of a messenger. And they are Mavteich Shel Geshamim, the key of rain, Mavteich Shel Chaya, the key of childbirth, Umavteich Shel Techiyas HaMesim, and the key of Techiyas HaMesim, bringing the dead to life. And the Gemara explains based on Psukim. Mavteich Shel Geshamim, the key of rain, because the Pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem Lecha Esotzaru HaTov, Loses Mitar Artzacha. Hashem personally will open the storehouses of good to grant you rain. Mavteach Shel Chaya Minayin, where do you see childbirth? The Pasuk says, Vayizkor Elokim es Rachel. Hashem personally remembered Rachel. And the Marsha spends time to try to identify how exactly you see it in this Pasuk over any other Pasuk that mentions Hashem's blessing regarding childbirth. But this is the Pasuk that the Gemara considers a proof to this theme. And finally, on Amud Beis, Mavteach Shel Techiyas HaMesim Minayin, how do you know Hashem personally brings the dead to life? Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'yidatem ki ani Hashem, you'll see that I am Hashem b'fizchiyas kivroseichem, when I am the one who opens the grave and brings the dead to life. So these are the three that the Gemara states Hashem does not entrust to people. Apparently, there are things that Hashem does entrust to people or malachim. As I mentioned, that doesn't mean that that person or being has strength of their own. They're still only getting it from Hashem. Again, in a theoretical exercise, if Hashem was pulled out of the picture, everything would cease to exist, including this person who is entrusted with whatever. But there apparently are things that Hashem does entrust and cooperates with that trust, whereas these three things Hashem doesn't even trust into the hands of a person: rain, childbirth, and bringing the dead to life. Let's continue one drop, and then we'll go a little bit more in depth here. But Ma'arava Amri, third line on Amud Beis, in the West, meaning Eretz Yisrael, they used to say, Af Mavteach Shel Parnasa, also sustenance is in the hands of Hashem exclusively. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Poseach es Yodecho, Hashem opens up his hand and satisfies the needs of creation. V'Rabbi Yechanan, my time aloka chashiv laha. Why didn't Rabbi Yechanan consider this fourth item, sustenance, in the list? He says there are three keys. He doesn't mention the fourth. Amalach, he'll tell you, Gishamim hainu parnosa. When we say that there's a key of rain, the key of rain is the same as the key of sustenance. Doesn't matter whether you're on a farm or you're in the city, if you're urban or suburban, it doesn't matter. The concept is the same. That key, whether you're going to end up with food, whether it's because of the rain or because of the shipping company that's going to bring it from the farm where it rained, but at the end of the day, the fact that you have food, that's all the same key. That's included in this Geshamim, rain, key. Now, going back to Amud Aleph, there's sophistication here in that we have a Tosfos, second from the bottom, Shalosha Mavteichos, the three keys that were never given over to anyone. V'im Tomar, Tosfos asks, Mavteich HaGeshamim, rain, was given over to Eliyahu. We know in the 17th chapter of Malachim Aleph, there is a specific showdown in which Eliyahu says, because of the idol worship that was going on, that there will not be rain, ki im lefi divarai, only if I say it should rain, Eliyahu says. V'chei mavteach shel techiyas hameisim, also to bring the dead to life. Eliyahu did it. It's over there in Perek Yud Zayin as well. V'chein le'elisha, and Elisha also did techiyas hameisim. So how can you say that Hashem never entrusts to people these special keys? And apparently Tosfos understood that when this is being described, it's much more than Eliyahu just davening to Hashem not to give rain, and then, yes, there should be rain, or bringing the dead to life because of a tefillah. Tosfos understands that this was a mafteach. It was the key entrusted in the hands of Eliyahu. So Tosfos answers, Lo nimsuru l'shliach lios la'olam emuna aleihem. All the Gemara means is that no one was ever given a permanence of ownership over these three keys. These keys are loaned. They're handed over temporarily, but you can't hold on to them. And that's what the Gemara means when it says they're not given over. It's a very temporary relationship, but indeed, Elio had the key for a period of time. Rashi, in her commentary, words the translation on Rabbi Yochanan's words, three keys, very meticulously. Rashi says, Haynu shelo nimsuru l'shliach echod biyachad. Rashi says that what Rabbi Yochanan means is that Hashem never gave the three keys over to any one person at the same time. And in fact, we find in Perek Yud Zayin over there in the Mefarshim, Rashi in particular, that when Eliyahu wanted to be able to bring his hostess's son back to life, he had to return the key that he was holding regarding rain. If he wants the key of Techiyas HaMesim to bring the child back, then he has to return one key. You know, it's like by the library, you have too many books out. You have to return one key, and then you can take a different key. And the expression in the Mefarshim is that Hashem told him, if you want to have the key of Techiyas HaMesim, for me to give that to you, it would be that you're holding two of the three keys, and I, Hashem, am only holding one of the three keys. That's not right. The Talmud should hold two, and the Rebbe only holds one. Can't do that. And therefore, Eliyahu had to hand back the key of rain, and immediately thereafter, he goes ahead and tells the king that it is going to rain. A process, whatever, the showdown first, and then it rains, because he can't have both keys at the same time. So that's this expression, Gimel Maftechos B'yado Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three keys in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shelo Nimsuru B'yad Sheliach, that are not given over with a permanence or with an official status or too much given over into the hands of a Sheliach, into a messenger, because they are so big, so great, that Hashem himself personally takes care of them. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.